Let's dive in. We're going to do an emergency live this morning's, particularly about Donald Trump deciding that he's going to have TSA take over American airports. And Adam, I'm going to start here because I think this is a dangerous situation, but I want to read Trump's tweet this morning because I think it's the most important thing. He posted it on Truth Social. Quote, on Monday, ICE will be going to airports to help our wonderful TSA agents who have stayed on the job, despite the fact that the radical left Democrats who are only focused on protecting hardline criminals who have entered our country illegally are endangering the USA by holding back the money that was long ago agreed to with signed and sealed contracts and all. But watch, no matter how great a job ICE does, the lunatics leading the incompetent Democrats will be highly critical of their work. They will do a fantastic job. The great Tom Homan is in charge. President DJT. Adam, tee off on Donald Trump having TSA take over American airports.
Yeah, first of all, thank you for having me on. Of course, if you're watching on Substack, make sure you hit the heart. If you're watching on YouTube after, make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler and Mike Nellis feed below. I want to start off by just reframing the debate that I'm seeing on Twitter a lot. This isn't even a money problem. It's not a revenue problem. We actually have the money to fund TSA. Democrats have actually put up a bill, a solo bill to fund TSA. Is it seven times now? And Republicans have shot it down seven times now. So Democrats are trying to fund TSA, are trying to make this happen, and Republicans are voting no. So it is not a money problem. It is not a revenue problem. We can fund it. This is an accountability problem. Accountability for the people who killed Brene Nicole Good, for example, or Alex Pretty, for example, or the list of people I could continue to list off. We need accountability, and we haven't seen that at all. In fact, we saw the Trump administration intentionally spike investigations between the federal and state governments after the Minnesota shootings happened. They spiked them, and people started to resign at the Civil Rights Division of the DOJ. This happened back in January. So there's been a lack of accountability, negative accountability, and that is what we want as American people. We should not have state actors walking through the streets killing people because that is not American. So even beyond that, the post that you just read, I find that to be so incredibly, a lot of words I can think of, like dumb, reckless, dangerous, authoritarian. I mean, I want to read what he said yesterday, 24 hours ago, because he actually worded it a little bit differently. He said, I will move our brilliant, patriotic ICE agents to the airports where they will do security like no one has ever seen, including the immediate arrest of all illegal immigrants who have come into our country, with heavy emphasis on those from Somalia. So he then starts to rant about Ilhan Omar. In my reading of this, he's calling for like racial profiling at the airports from ICE agents. I was at the airport yesterday. I was at both LaGuardia for a while my flights were getting delayed, and then I was in O'Hare. Nobody in LaGuardia or in O'Hare was getting detained or having their stuff checked. I mean, of course, you get your ID checked, but that's different than ICE arbitrarily roaming the airports in order to target Somalian immigrants, as Donald Trump is calling for here. So he's calling to turn airports into a place where ICE agents are trying to take away due process, grab people's IDs, and I guess arrest people. Why do we want to turn airports into more chaotic places? They're already quite stressful for a lot of people. So, yeah.
Well, and they're also, I think, overhyping how bad the situation is. And I want to be clear, like TSA agents are not getting paid right now, yeah. And that is fortunate. But I was at O'Hare yesterday, and I was told that it was apocalyptic at O'Hare, and it took 10 minutes to go through TSA pre-check. So it's not as bad as they're making it out to be. It's certainly delayed. But they're manufacturing another opportunity for Donald Trump to extend power and install his private army of unqualified, untrained, sycophant ICE agents into American airports. And what's going to happen is they're going to start targeting people indiscriminately the same way they are on the streets of American cities. And people are going to get hurt, I think, if this happens because they're not properly trained. And I want to highlight another post. I don't have it up in front of me from Trump on Truth Social this weekend, but he posted overnight. And I want to get your reaction to this too, Adam, because I think this just all ties into how Donald Trump views the world. Is he said, you know, now that we've defeated the evil Iranian regime, we can go after our next enemy, which is the evil Democratic Party.
Yes.
And so my question to you is, not even a question, just a thought to you, is like, they're going to target people of color. They're going to target immigrants. They're going to target the Somali community if they start taking over American airports. But are they going to start hauling people like you and I out of the line to ask us questions about our loyalty to America because we're registered Democrats? Like, screw that.
The quote that you were referring to, you almost got it verbatim. He said, now with the death of Iran, the greatest enemy of America, sorry, the greatest enemy America has is the radical left, highly incompetent Democrat Party. So this is a framework that we've been working with Amakra Media for a while now, is that Donald Trump acts as if he does not want the opposition party to exist in America. If he had his way, it would be a one-party state where the Republican Party has no pushback from either side. You see that in his attacks against the media, attacks against comedians. Even yesterday, he made fun, or he celebrated the death of Robert Mueller because he deems him to be a political enemy. Donald Trump wants one-party rule. He does not want the Democratic Party to even exist. They've attacked Act Blue before. They've attacked the mechanisms that fund the Democratic Party. They've tried to erode the very foundations of our elections. They do not want the Democratic Party to exist. And this is another framework of that. Donald Trump is trying to paint the Democratic Party as the enemy, vilify them. They're the second greatest threat behind Iran. What about Russia? What about China? What about any of the enemy countries? I mean, not that China is, we do a lot of trade with China, but these countries are currently posturing and trying to enact invasions. China is on the verge of invading Taiwan. The Democratic Party is trying to get people health care. What are we talking about here? Donald Trump is losing his mind and rapidly, rapidly spiraling in front of our eyes.
Well, not only that, they've come after like people like me before. Like they sent the House Judiciary Committee on me on a wild goose trying to go after me and my clients, cost me something like $100,000 in legal fees. So that's how they're going to use the power of the federal government. Right now, let's get back to TSA and ICE for a second. There is a clean bill on the floor of the House, on the floor of the Senate that the Democrats have introduced that they could pass right now that would pass clean funding for TSA. The real problem here is that Republicans also want to add an insane amount of money to ICE at a time when ICE is unpopular, when people are frustrated about people being murdered on our streets and people being kidnapped on our streets. And so the Republicans are the ones who are manufacturing this crisis. And I want to remind people of this because I want to bring up, if I can get it to load on my darn phone here, is something that John Fetterman tweeted, because I'm a little bit sick of Fetterman shit, but I think it's so emblematic of where we are right now. And Fetterman is basically, for all intents and purposes, when it counts, a Republican. Let's be clear about that. He might have a D next to his name, but who cares? It's an act. So Fetterman tweeted, quote, "This morning at PIT, which is Pittsburgh's airport, so many TSA agents expressed their appreciation for standing with them and sharing their financial hardship. Let's end this ridiculous DHS shutdown now. Pay these hardworking TSA agents and all DSA employees who collectively keep our country more secure." Now, I responded to Fetterman, and this response is going viral on X right now, which is, "How about you get off your lazy ass and tell your Republican colleagues to support the Democratic bill to fund TSA clean? That's your job."
Thank you.
And that's all it is. They could pass it right now, and every TSA agent should get paid. And look, I've been through an airport. I don't particularly enjoy dealing with TSA agents. I think they have a bad job. I think they're asked to do some shitty stuff. They deserve to get paid, but the Republicans are the reason they're not getting paid right now. And then one more thing, Adam, and I'll hand the mic back to you, is I've done a ton of right-wing media over the last 2 weeks. I do a lot of like News Nation and Newsmax. Every time I go on, they're like, "Mike, we're at war right now. The threat of Islamic terrorism is the highest it's ever been since we're at war with Iran right now. Don't you think the Democrats should fund DHS?" And I keep going, do you really think the Democrats should give up on holding ICE accountable because Donald Trump launched an illegal war that nobody wants? Like, that doesn't make any sense. You guys are in charge of Washington. The Republicans are in control. They have the power to end these crises and govern, and they don't.
That is exactly where I wanted to go with this, because again, I just want to keep reiterating, it's not even a revenue problem. It is all an accountability problem. It is all American citizens saying, hey, we do not want to keep funneling our taxpayer dollars, first of all, into a war overseas, but second of all, into a domestic force that has zero accountability. The funding, more funding than most countries' militaries, and we've overfunded ICE and then allowed them to have masks. We've undertrained them. They go out into the streets and they recklessly carry these out. We're just saying,
without warrants. Now they arrest people without warrants.
I mean, without warrants. They've cracked the ribs of 89-year-old citizens. They've murdered multiple U.S. citizens, and they've murdered a dozen non-citizens, strangled one in an El Paso, Texas.
They shot a priest in the head in Chicago. Like they shot him right there. Right. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Over and over. And guess what? Guess what happened to that ICE agent? Nothing. Nothing. We don't even know
what
who
happened
he is.
To ICE agent killed Alex Pretty. Like
nothing. Yeah. Exactly. So
clear evidence that they murdered him, and nothing has happened.
Okay, but I have a genius idea. What if we take these undertrained, overfunded people with masks, and we place them in one of the most stressful places for most Americans? Either way, airports. I mean, it's just, obviously I'm being sarcastic. It's so incredibly sickening. And yesterday I was...
It almost sounded like a pitch for a Mr. Beast video.
Yeah. You win $20 million. It's just sickening. Like, I'm trying to picture it in my head how much more stressful my day would have been yesterday, for example. I had a 9 a.m. flight out of LaGuardia to O'Hare. My 9 a.m. flight got delayed to about 3. So thankfully, I slept in a bit more. I went to the airport at noon. Then it got delayed to 4, then to 5, then to 6. It was kind of one of those days. Now, thankfully, I recorded an airport video in the corner. I probably look like a crazy person, just, you know, yapping away about...
It was good.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Yeah, it was yapping away about a war in Iran in the airport. Okay, so either way. And if you appreciate the work of independent media, too, we have over 1,000 viewers right now. Make sure you subscribe to the stream, drop a like on the stream. If you're watching on YouTube after, you can drop a like on this video and subscribe to us to help boost it. But it would be so much more stressful if ICE agents were in the airport. And I can't even imagine what this would look like. I just want to, before I hand it back to you, just express a quick moment of gratitude for the TSA agents that I passed through in O'Hare. When I flew out of O'Hare 2 days ago, it was so smooth and so quick. Everybody showed up that day. Everybody was so nice. I met a few fans of the show in the airport. And then on the way back, of course, there were delays. That's not TSA's fault. It was a plane maintenance fault. And, you know, all the TSA agents were very helpful, were very, very respectful, and were doing their job in an amazing way. So it just shows the people power in the United States. And Republicans, please vote for the standalone bill and then just talk about ICE, negotiate with ICE. We're starting to see them back down because we know that Trump has told Republicans in Congress to not use the phrase mass deportations. They clearly know Kristi Noem was kind of bad optics. So yeah. They know it's bad optics.
Well, and they're acting like what Democrats are asking for is so unreasonable right now. Like, let's summarize what the Democrats want. ICE agents shouldn't be wearing masks. They should be identified. They should have their badges. They should be wearing body cams. They can't be arresting people without warrants. They can't be going to churches and polling places and stuff like that. Those are perfectly reasonable demands from the Democratic Party. And the idea that, and I said this earlier, but I'll say it again because I've just heard it so many times, that Democrats should give up on those sincere beliefs. That's where the American people are. I mean, do you know how hard it is for any law enforcement agency in America with the culture that we have to be underwater on approval? But yeah. ICE is 10 points underwater after everything that happened in Minneapolis, and they can put Tom Homan in charge all they want, but Tom Homan does not have a lot of charm, okay? Like, he's a big asshole, in my opinion, and he plays into this problem too. So Democrats absolutely should hold firm. And then I'll add this thought again. Everything that Donald Trump does is about one of two things. It's either putting money in his pocket or consolidating his power. And so in this, they've come up with a relatively clever way for Donald Trump to consolidate his power. Because now, if they can credibly, legally, and I don't know that this is legal either. Maybe we should get like our buddy Glenn Kirshner or somebody to come in.
Yeah,
and explain
this, I was about to say, this is like the legality of this is still, it's very likely illegal. I was doing some research before this, very likely illegal.
Yeah. And again, but it consolidates his power because now Donald Trump, if he can argue, hey, I control the airports. Now we can control the flow. So let's say he says, you know what? I'm tired of Adam Mockler going on Abby Phillips' show and making Scott Jennings look like a dipshit. So I'm going to ground Adam Mockler. And then they're going to go, you're going to go online and you're going to say, I've been grounded. And then Tulsi Gabbard's going to come out and say, they put me on the no-fly list. It becomes another political football. Yep. And that might sound ridiculous to everybody, but if you tracked how the last year has been, like, that does sound like the kind of shit that they would do. And it's the executive branch continues to accumulate power. Congress continues to not do its job. And the American people, like, there's a poll this morning that has Trump at 60% disapproval. Like, people don't like what's happening. And we're reaching that moment where the vast majority of Americans are going to say they were always against this, even though they voted for the guy a year and a couple months ago.
Can you explain to me what Tom Homan was saying on the morning shows? Because I made some breakfast, had some coffee, but I haven't quite watched his appearance yet. And I'd like to share it with the audience. I'll play it in a video for the YouTube viewers afterwards.
Yeah. So the most relevant Homan clip, and there's a bunch, and again, he's a charmless, soulless.
Yeah.
He's as bad as Bovino, but he makes Bovino look good. Bovino makes him look good because Bovino is kind of the same guy as the bad
guy.
He's
kind of an oaf. He's like an oaf.
He's like Sean Penn's character from One Battle After Another, where he's just like a... Have you seen One Battle After Another?
Yeah, of course.
It's just like a weirdo. Yeah.
So Colonel Lockjaw.
So Dana Bash said, and I think this is the most important point that Dana Bash made, if you're doing this in 24 hours, because this is an idea that they introduced yesterday to have ICE take over airports and do TSA's job. If you're doing this in 24 hours, how well could you have possibly thought it out?
With respect, if you're doing this in 24 hours, how well thought out could it possibly be?
Again, ICE has been at airports across the country for a long time. It's just expanding the thing. Look, it does. How much of a plan does it mean to guard an exit to make sure no one comes through that exit?
We're
talking about security options, and these officers are well trained in security, and they're well trained in identification. And like, we're going to do what we can to help TSA move those people through the line.
And Tom Homan goes, how much of a plan does it mean? How much of a plan does it mean to guard an exit to make sure nobody comes through? These officers are well trained in security and they're well trained in identification. Well, I'll tell you this. As the son of a 34-year veteran of the FBI, a lot of work and a lot of training goes in to train federal law enforcement officials to do their job. And you might not think it's hard for TSA to manage those lines and check people's bags and keep terrorists from getting on airplanes, but there's a lot of work that goes into that. So tossing in ICE agents, and I'll remind you as well, ICE agents themselves are not properly trained. Senator Warner reported this months ago during the Minneapolis fiasco that ICE agents right now are only being given 44 days of training on purpose for their 44th president of the United States. They've recruited the wrong type of people. They've got Proud Boys inside ICE. They don't know what they're doing. And that's why they killed Renee Good. That's why they killed Alex Pretty. That's why they continue to kill people in these detention facilities through negligence, if not outright murder. So now you're going to put those people in charge of airports where they aren't even trained to do that with 24 hours notice. Incredibly stupid thing to do.
Have you ever considered that we have to go through some short-term pain for some long-term gain? Now, the caveat is the short-term pain part will last throughout the entire...
When you post this graphic of oil prices, when you say that.
So. Now, the thing is, the short-term pain part is going to last for 4 years throughout the entire Trump presidency, because they said this about tariffs. They said short-term pain for long-term gain. Well, guess what? We're 14 months in and we're still in the short-term pain part. So I don't know when it's going to transition. Yeah. Then we invade Iran and they say, oh, it's just some short-term pain. We're like a month into that. And the tariffs, the Iran invasion, the Affordable Care Act subsidies, it's all compounding. They said the same thing with that. They said, we're going to cut these subsidies, but it's going to be some short-term pain. Now we're here, and I'm surprised that Tom Homan didn't use it in that clip right there, but nobody wants this. This is long-term pain. This is all long-term. And the idea of ICE agents being in airports is mind-boggling. And the way that Tom Homan is speaking about it here, as if he wants people to be blocking the doors, guarding the exits, doing this. Again, we're going to remove due process at airports in a really, really reckless manner. We're going to have ICE agents walking around airports, IDing people. Does Trump want to lose the midterms actively? Is he not worried about the midterms? This is absolute insanity. And I think that Democrats need to message on this. Democrats need to say, we have our own standalone TSA bill. If anything, this proves the exact point we're trying to make. Just think about how this debate went. Democrats are like, hey, we think ICE is overfunded and we want to have common sense negotiations on how to make sure ICE isn't, you know, taking over areas they shouldn't be in. And Donald Trump is like, wait a minute. You think ICE is overfunded and reckless? We're going to deploy them all into areas that they shouldn't be in and make sure they're extra reckless. What are we doing here?
It's ridiculous. And you bring up such a good point on this pain talking point, because it's all that they have. But like, it isn't about short-term pain or long-term pain. It's just pain. And I'll frame it this way. Like the average American right now, more than 50% of Americans report that they can't afford to pay their mortgage or their rent. And 70-80% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. Like, people are struggling right now. And forget the war in Iran for a second. Forget ICE. Forget Trump for a minute. Things have been hard for the American people for a while. They were hard under Biden. They're worse under Trump. They were promised relief on everything. So when they say, hey, there's going to be short-term pain with oil prices and gasoline prices and diesel prices and fertilizer and stuff like that, there's already so many people that are barely hanging on by a thread. So what's the acceptable number of people who now no longer can pay their bills and have to go bankrupt? How many people are going to just give up on life and turn to, you know, making desperate decisions in their lives every single day? Is there an acceptable number of that from this administration? I'm not sure that there is, because they don't think about it that way. They think about everything through the stock market, because they're all a bunch of like Wall Street investors and crooks. And he's asked to ask questions about Epstein. We have to make sure the Dow is less than 50 fucking thousand. Otherwise, she won't talk about it because the Dow is at 50 thou. So it's so insane to me. And I'm going to add one more thing on the oil prices, because I don't know if you saw United, well, since we're talking about airplanes,
United
CEO said on Friday that they are planning and expect that oil prices are going to go well above $180 a barrel, and that they're going to expect them to stay over 100 well into 2027. That's going to destroy so many American families, not just on gasoline, which people need to get to work, but because it's going to affect food prices with diesel prices, the transportation, but also fertilizer. We're heading into the biggest season for farmers right now who have already been absolutely throttled by Donald Trump. And this crisis that Donald Trump has created in Iran is going to drive up fertilizer prices. So now corn and wheat and everything else is going to be so expensive. Like, think about how hard it's going to be to buy a loaf of frickin' bread soon if they don't end this and find a way to fix it.
If you think about it, it's actually rather impressive what Donald Trump has done with the U.S. economy. It's impressive that he took a steady-handed rebound after a global crisis with COVID that Biden had, you know, rebounded. We had stuck the landing. The economy was not perfect, but inflation was 2.9% when he left. Unemployment was very steady, like 3%. And then the GDP was growing at a 3% rate. It was a very steady, steady economy. We were about to stick the landing. You know what Trump has done over the past, let's say, 14 months? He has inversed that economy on its head. Unemployment is skyrocketing, especially among young generations, especially among Black Americans. We have inflation now skyrocketing. There's an implied inflation rate. Like, people are predicting that inflation may rise to about 4 to 5% off the back of this. We have gas prices spiking, and it's very worth pointing out. This is a very key distinction when you're talking to Republicans about this, because the debates that I did this weekend, every single Republican was like, oh, great. So now we're just matching the Biden term. Oh, this is still better than Biden. And it's like, first of all, I thought y'all said that Biden was awful. So now you're conceding that, like, Trump is still at that same rate. But second of all, there's a difference between an unforced error and a forced error. Donald Trump is shooting himself in the foot by starting an affirmative war and screwing us all over. Biden was the victim of global supply chain crises off the back of COVID and a Russian invasion of Ukraine. I mean, these were extrinsic factors that we couldn't control. Trump is actively launching us into a near recession. We don't know what it's going to end up looking like, what it's going to turn into. But reports are that some of the infrastructure around the Strait of Hormuz and in the South Pars oil field will take years to rebuild, 3 to 4 years to rebuild, according to Qatar, which means that we'll see prices higher for years and years and years. Throughout all of this, we've seen that Trump has lost our allies. Just to bring it back to domestic, what are we doing domestically? Deploying ICE to airports? I don't think Americans are going to like this.
No. And again, you know, a recession is an economic term that has to do with growth. But, like, the average American's experiencing a recession right now. Let's just be clear about that. Like, I don't care what Harvard eggheads and, you know, whatever the Scott Bessent and Howard Lutnick say. Like, we're in a recession right now. And there are a number of U.S. states that are actively in a recession right now. Iowa is getting throttled right now to the point that I think Iowa is going to elect a Democratic governor and turn against its entire establishment because they're so sick and tired of the failed leadership there. Ohio, too. We've got polls showing that Democrats are ahead in Ohio. And I think it's specifically because the state of Ohio is in a tremendous recession. Meanwhile, Michigan, with a Democratic governor, is about as close to thriving as you can be in Trump's America, thanks to Gretchen Whitmer and Jocelyn Benson and the rest of them. So there's a pattern here. And I'm going to leave it with this. And then, Adam, I think we'll get your reaction. It's probably a good place to leave it. But we've got multiple cascading crises, a crisis of executive power, a crisis of leadership in the White House, a war in Iran that is illegal, an economic crisis, this thing with TSA and ICE now. And they act as if we can't solve any of them, even though most of them are manufactured crises. And yet, when you and I talk about how we would like to do some things to help the average American who's struggling right now, we're told that we're broke and we don't have it. So we've got money. I just want to make sure I frame this to everybody. We've got money to pay unqualified ICE agents to take over American airports, but we don't have the money to pay for TSA agents who actually know what the hell they're doing. 300-400 of whom have quit their jobs because they had to go get other work in the middle of this crisis, which again is a Republican manufactured crisis. We can't afford to pay for the healthcare subsidies that prevented tens of millions of Americans from having their healthcare premiums tripled and doubled. And I'll tell you, as a small business owner, Adam, I have 50 employees at one of my businesses. I just got the increase in our health insurance. It was a 75% increase in our healthcare costs. That is going to make it harder for me. That's an entire employee a month that I can't hire now, because of how much more expensive it is. And it doesn't have to be this way. But they want $200 billion to fund Donald Trump's illegal war in Iran. And they're probably going to get it from this Republican Congress. So when we need money to blow shit up, When we need money to expand Trump's power, we've got it. When we need money to help the average American, we're broke. And this is the shit that pisses me off about Trump's Washington, really the Republican Party in general.
Yep, very, very well said. It's a point that we've been making a lot on my channel. Just the economic cost long term as well. Even in the short term, you just perfectly illustrated how higher gas prices and higher healthcare costs means that small businesses can't hire as many employees. They're choked tight. And then you have to lay people off eventually. We've seen this all across the country with small businesses. But in the long term, I just want to end this off by highlighting that the national debt was increased by $8 trillion due to our forever wars in the 2000s. $8 trillion added that wouldn't be on. And that compounds. So we pay $1 trillion per year in the interest of our debt. It's a higher payment than our military budget, than our healthcare, just on the interest of our national debt. And Donald Trump is expanding his power by sending ICE agents in lieu of TSA. I don't know. And then Donald Trump, wouldn't it just be cheaper to just pay TSA? Like, if you're going to do that, just pay TSA. And then Donald Trump is starting a war in the Middle East that is also very, very costly, which is absolutely sickening. But yeah, let's leave it there. It really means the world that we have these conversations. I really think people enjoy them. So let's keep doing them, Mike.
It does. Thanks, Adam. I appreciate you. And everybody, thank you for watching and engaging. Hang in there. We're going to be okay. Bye, everybody.
Peace out.